Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right, Paul. Well, lots to talk about with you. Of course, first of all, you wanted to say a word about the recently held 4th of July celebration.
Oh, absolutely. We had a great independence. We're calling it independence now instead of 4th of July because we hit it on the 5th.
Right.
It's all has to do with how much the fireworks cost, one of those things. But we had a very, very successful time out at the park, at Centennial Park. And the grounds crew for the city were amazing. Ricky Harris and his group started the week before, sprayed the grounds for mosquitoes and for chiggers, and the park was immaculate. And they had someone there with us the whole time, all through the night. And Mark Clayton and his group, and Ricky Harris and all his guys were just amazing. And I want to thank them. I also want to thank the fire department for being out there for the fireworks display. We had one that kind of backfired on us, and they had to do a little work while they were there.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, it was one of those. Which ones are you looking at? The ones on the ground or the ones
right,
in the air?
Right.
But with all the fireworks we had, with just one little incident, it was no big deal. As well as the police department, they did a great job. Coming by and checking on us, make sure we're having a good time. We had dunking booths. We had, you know, and the music was wonderful. We had three bands, and it was just really, really fine. We had a great stage from Benny Keith put up the stage for us, and it was a lot of local groups were able to participate in it, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm glad everybody got to come.
Now, something new that you're doing, and I noticed this driving through downtown the other night. You're doing some band on the square concerts.
Yes, we are. We're calling them. It's real original. We're calling them Concert on the Square. last Saturday was our first one, and we had Trainwreck, a local band here in Commerce, and they came out and they played their heart out from 7:30 till about 9:30, and they said, "Well, they've run out of music." So everybody said, "Okay, well, we're gone now." the best part about it, John, was it was one of those things that we had kids out there riding tricycles and pulling wagons around. We had middle-aged people. We had elderly people like me out there enjoying the music. The police showed up and were showing the kids about their handcuffs and just letting them look at their police cars. And it was really a fun time. And it was kind of impromptu. We had a little bit of miscommunication between the band and the chamber, and all of a sudden they said, "We're available," and we said, "Well, okay, here we go." And the city was very gracious to give us the barricades for the park, for the square, and it worked out wonderful. And the music was good, and the weather was phenomenal.
Right, right.
And we had about 75 people that stayed. And we had people coming in and out, and people, you know, driving by or going over to Pandas or somewhere else, pick up an order to go, and they'd walk over and say, "What are y'all doing?" And we said, "We're gonna start." But by the way, we're going to start doing it every other Saturday night. The next one is going to be August 2nd, and I know we have a couple of conflicts in town, but you're always going to have some sort of a conflict.
Yeah. So every other Saturday.
Other Saturday night, August 2nd, we have Cross Trails Band is going to be there.
Okay,
so,
great.
We want everybody to come and enjoy it. Bring a cooler. And bring something to sit on, and it'll be fun.
We're talking with Paul Voss, who's the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Now, the Bodark Bash coming up, the next major, I guess, huge, big event, September 26th and 27th. But you have some new things that are going to be part of that this year.
That's true. We're going to do the 26th and 27th is a traditional Bodark Bash. We've added a beauty pageant this year that's going to be in with the bash. And then we're still trying to get a carnival to come in, and those guys book up so far in advance. It's tough, but we have a couple of leads on that, so we're not going to say we have a carnival yet, but it'll be a lot of fun. We always have 150 or so people out there with exhibits and stuff to buy and food and all that sort of stuff. But also on the 28th this year, which is Sunday, we're not going to have our car show until probably the spring this year. So on the 28th, we're helping the Rotary Club, and they're going to have what they call a concert in the he's calling it Concert in the Park, and it's going to be at Centennial Park, and it's going to be a combination of the high school band and the college band. and it's going to be a couple hours over there. Chamber of Commerce is helping the Rotary Club put it together, and we've got some sponsors already. They have some, and Carl Kloss is the one who's doing that. He's the new president of the Rotary Club, and it's going to be a lot of fun for us to be able to help them.
So, and that'll be on the Sunday.
That'll be on the 28th.
Right,
yes.
And lots of shade out there. So that's,
oh, absolutely, yeah. it'll be fine. And by that time, maybe it'll start getting a little cooler,
right,
as well.
Right,
you
know? Right, right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one other thing. Before then, on the 22nd of August, we're having our annual teachers' luncheon, and it's for new teachers for the CISD as well as for the college. And we have a real good sponsor with Cypress Bank that has really helped help with that luncheon every year, and they're really helping on that now. This is Rhonda Shannon's baby, and she's doing a great job. It's almost all planned, so that will be a fun event as well.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you very much, John Mark. I appreciate it.
It's Paul Voss, the Chamber of Commerce Manager in Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.